Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
I'm showing you what's been marked as State's Proposed 366.
Do you recognize what that is? I think those are the voicemails. Let me see the dates. 2/18/20. Yeah, those are the voicemails.
Okay. So this appears to be an extraction report from Mr. Gehrman's phone, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
No longer talking about Mr. Telles' phone.
Correct.
And you, we've been talking about two kind of angry audio files on his phone.
Yes.
I'm going to move to admit States 366.
No objection.
So looking at these files, it looks like there's a creation date and a modified date.
Correct.
And what is the creation date?
For the first audio file, it's going to be February 24th, 2022 at 12:13 p.m.
And for the second one?
It's February 18th, 2022 at 12:11 p.m.
Okay.
So just 6 days prior.
Okay. And so this would have been 7 months before the murder of Mr. Gehrman?
Yes.
Assuming that they're not just, I mean, assuming they're not older files, this is when they were, the audio file was created.
Correct.
Now, did on one of them, was there content in the body of the audio file that caused you to do some research about a possible article that Mr. Gehrman wrote?
Yes.
That might be associated with the call?
Yes.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Mm-hmm. Detective Gaddis, I'm showing you what's been marked as State's Proposed 367. Does that appear to be the first page of a news article?
It does, yes.
And can you see the date on it?
It's February 22nd, but 2021, so a year prior.
Okay, is this an article that you found in order to see if it correlated with one of those audio files?
Correct.
State moves to admit 367.
No objection.
Mm-hmm. And I'm publishing that for the, oh, is that okay, Your Honor, if I publish it?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I just want to note for members of the jury that we have the date of February the 22nd of 2021. The headline on this article is "Emerging Extremists Bring New Concerns for Law Enforcement." Why did that article or why did that topic catch your attention as a detective in terms of like the content of the audio file?
The person that was yelling into the phone was, I guess I would say, I would put it on the extremist level. I don't really know how to explain that. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, no, it's probably a big question. So in those audio files that appear to be aggressive or threatening, did one of them sort of refer to Biden and the election?
Yeah, it was more so like political affiliation and being angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then based on that, did you try to research
any articles that Jeff Gehrman had written about political extremists and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And this is the
one
article.
Of the article, yeah.
And the article you found is from 2021.
Correct.
Thank you. I will pass the witness.
Yes, thank you.
Drive that we're going to have marked admitted and by stipulation?
Yes.
But we're going to play it first while we're setting it up. We'll give it to the clerk following. Why don't we make this W? It would be defense exhibit W. Just get it set up. Yeah, Detective, what I'm going to do is I'm going to direct your attention to these messages that were left, and we don't know for sure whether they were left on Mr. Gehrman's cell phone or not. Obviously, they're tied to his cell phone.
That's correct, yes.
Fair to say?
Yes, absolutely.
And this was the...
Stop lying to people. Whoever the guy was that wrote that article the other day, you need to fire his ass. Stop lying to people. We're coming for your ass. We are watching you, motherfuckers. You better fire that son of a bitch. I'm coming down there tomorrow, motherfuckers.
Are you aware of the date that this recording was extracted, presumably from Mr. Gehrman's cell phone?
The date that it was extracted?
Correct.
Being like that we downloaded the phone?
Correct.
I don't know what that date was.
Okay. We had heard two dates on direct, February 24th, 2022 and February 18th, 2022. Are you able to pinpoint on?
Yes, but I thought those were the modified dates. I'm sorry, I thought you meant the extraction of when the phone was extracted.
Well, that brings you to the point too. Do you know when this was taken from the phone, extracted from the phone?
I know our digital forensic lab conducted the forensic dump. I'm not sure when that was, though.
Okay.
I don't know that date.
So you're unable to testify concerning that date at this point in time?
Correct. But like you were talking about with the two dates in February of 2022, yes. Those were the two voicemails or the two audio files that were a little strange.
That's the second one right there?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to have you listen to this one.
You guys just did some propaganda shit out about fucking just for Biden, you fucking piece of shit, you left-wing fucking faggot, fucking socialist fucking pig, motherfuckers. You guys will pay in the end, motherfuckers. You fucking cheated and lied, you guys fucking lied and cheated. And then you stand out there fucking only Biden, only fucking back shit, motherfuckers. Fuck you, piece of shit, you motherfuckers. You made the Republic fight again, and you guys are fucking dead, motherfuckers, someday, motherfuckers.
Fair to say that the second voice message is a different individual?
Yeah, I believe so.
And you believe that these both messages were left by political extremists or those that tend to be extremist in nature?
Well, I would say that there are people that were upset with articles that were written. I don't want to judge or assume what their political affiliations are.
Okay.
I just knew they seemed upset.
Fair to say you didn't speak with either of these gentlemen?
No, sir, I did not.
And you were asked and you were shown State's Exhibit 367 concerning the date that you thought that these articles may be concerning.
Are we talking about the article that we just brought up?
Correct.
Yes.
And that article was the 22nd of February 2021, correct?
I thought it was February 21st, 2021, but yeah, it's 2021.
Okay. But you're not able to say exactly when these messages were left in reference to Mr. Gehrman?
No, I'm not.
Long period, short period, we don't know, do we?
Correct.
You were the primary detective in reference to this investigation.
Yes, sir.
Detectives generally operate in details. This was a homicide detail, correct?
That's correct.
Generally, kind of fast-acting investigations, you're generally trying to operate under deadlines because you believe that facts and circumstances that give rise to a charge of murder may be anything but static.
That's true, sure. I wouldn't say deadlines, but I definitely, there is a expeditious work, yes.
You would testify that your initial press release was the 5th of September, correct?
I believe so, yes.
And then there was a subsequent press release on September 6th.
Yes.
And it was your testimony that after these press releases, you began to receive tips.
We started receiving tips, I would say probably at least by the 4th. Just, hey, I saw a guy who has clothes on that could possibly match over in a park, things like that. But tips regarding Mr. Tejas started coming in after the images of the suspect walking.
So you had received tips prior to your press release concerning this image, the image of the individual walking as well as the vehicle, correct?
Yes. No, well, we didn't get those until we released the image, so maybe they didn't come in until the 5th.
The 5th?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's unclear right now as far as your recollection concerning when you began to receive tips concerning who this perpetrator may have been.
No, I just know that we received tips. There, okay. There was many tips that we got.
You received information from Detective Jappy in reference to Mr. Tejas, correct?
Yes, I did.
You authored a officer's report in reference to your investigation in this matter?
Correct.
And it's your testimony that you received information from Detective Jappy implicating Mr. Tejas?
He told me that he could be a possible person of interest for sure, yes.
Okay, but not implicating in the murder of...
No, he didn't come and tell me that he was... No, he posed him as a person of interest.
Okay. Obviously, you were involved in the authoring this officer's report.
That's correct.
It's fairly lengthy. It's 70 pages.
Yeah, it is.
And you make reference to receiving information from Detective Jappy.
Yes.
On Monday, September 5th, 2022, and let me ask you this. You reviewed this in preparation for your testimony today.
Yes.
Okay. So if I told you page 3 of your officer's report, Detective Jappy from the Criminal Intelligence Section advised Tejas had recently posted a rant on Twitter.
Correct.
Fair to say that was his characterization?
Yes.
And this rant that you refer to has been shown to us today. This is the rant that you believe that Detective Jappy was pointing your attention to?
It was the Twitter images or the screenshots of the tweets. Yes.
Okay. And fair to say that Detective Jappy characterize this as a rant, fair to say?
I really don't know if it was him or if I said rant.
Okay, but that was the word used in your report, correct?
Yes, that word rant is there.
There's an additional reference that predates the release of these images that you received from Detective Jappy on September 4th.
Yes.
On September 4th, you were contacted by Criminal Intelligence Detective Jappy regarding Gehrman's murder, correct?
Yes, sir.
Jappy had advised you had prior contact with Robert Tejas, correct?
That is correct.
And that Tejas may have had a motive to murder Gehrman, correct?
Yes, sir.
So fair to say that that's implicating Robert Tejas in a murder. If you get a call or an email from Detective Jappy and he says, Mr. Tejas has a motive to murder him. Wouldn't you agree with me that that is implicating him in a crime?
I would say that there's a lot of people that could have motives and I'm just receiving the information. He said that he could have a motive, yes, but I don't take that as an implication, because I don't take that. I still have to do my full investigation on my own. So
again,
we get tips.
And fair enough, but I'm using the words that you would use in reference to the report that you generated,
yes.
Correct? Robert Tallis had a motive to murder Gehrman. Fair to say?
Based on your
report?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And that Detective Jappy explained Tallis was upset with Gehrman because of an article he wrote, correct?
Correct.
And in reference to this article that Mr. Tallis was upset about, he made reference to a May 16th, 2022 article, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
And if I told you that it was on page 21 of your 70-page report, would you have any reason to disagree with me?
I would not. That's probably correct.
So based upon your information that you had received from Detective Jappy, Mr. Tallis was upset about some May 16th, 2022 article, correct?
Yes.
And we go May, June, July, August, September. So we're talking 4 months that have basically transpired from the time of this article that Mr. Tallis was upset about and Mr. Gehrman's murder. Fair to say?
Correct.
So based upon the review of your officer's report, we have two references made to Detective Chappie very early on in this investigation.
Yes, sir.
One on September 4th.
Correct.
Correct? And that's
uh-huh.
before you started receiving tips and information, and one on September 5th of 2022.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, you're agreeing with me. You authored this report, and you made reference to both of those, correct?
Yes. I just didn't know if there was a question. I'm sorry.
It was, and that's why I asked. Yes, it's a question. Obviously, suffice to say, when I stand here and I ask you things or questions.
Okay. Understood.
So right at the get-go, you'd agree with me that we have Detective Jappy reaching out to you stating, I know an individual that has a motive to murder Jeff Gehrman.
Yes.
There's part of your investigation concerned the subject Denali, correct?
Correct.
We had heard testimony that there were several Denalis, and that was former Detective Mogg, now he's private citizen Mogg analyst. There was efforts made by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department to ascertain what vehicle may have been involved in this crime, correct?
What do you mean ascertain what vehicle? Like from the video?
Yes. Yeah, trying to track that down.
That specific vehicle down, yes.
Correct. At one point in time, we have an email where, well, there's 67 Denalis. Fair to say it was a fairly large number.
Yes.
Were you able to determine, and of that 67, we heard from Mr. Mogg, I keep wanting to refer him as detective, but the number was narrowed down. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
But there were still a fairly large number of Denalis that you were trying to follow up on.
I can't say that it's a large number.
Okay. At one point in time, it became a specific Denali that you were focused on, correct?
Yes, sir.
In fact, there was surveillance in reference to this Denali on September 6th, 2022, correct?
That's correct.
We heard from Metro Intelligence Agent Tolliver today that she was surveilling and she saw that vehicle in relation to two others.
Yes.
Okay, that was September 6th, correct?
Correct.
And that was after the information had been sent to you, or you got calls two times from Detective Jappy. Fair to say?
Up until that point?
Yes.
Okay.
So then you were focused on that one Denali, correct?
Well, we were focused on that Denali because we followed it from the crime scene back towards that neighborhood.
Well, we're getting there, but you're saying, okay. We're talking about what's going on. Obviously, you didn't follow that Denali, did you?
No, we were following it on video.
Correct. And when did that begin?
The video surveillance recovery?
Correct.
The day that we were out there documenting the scene.
Okay, you make reference to Mr. Mogg beginning this. Who else, in addition to Mr. Mogg, was involved in this collection of video?
Detective Milligan, Detective Hoffman, Detective Gilbert, pretty much all the detectives on my team. And then, like I was telling DA Weckerly earlier, that there was also, we employed patrol detectives from other area commands to come and assist. So there was multiple people.
And when did this process begin?
On the day of the day that we were called out to the murder, so on September 3rd.
We watched an exhibit wherein we followed a Denali mm-hmm. from a distance. You're obviously aware of that. You've reviewed that, and both in the steps that you took in this, in preparing this memo, this report, as well as in preparation for your testimony today. Fair to say?
I haven't seen Detective Moggs' report, but I am familiar with the video because it is part of the case file.
And are you aware of when Mr. Mogg ultimately compiled and presented that exhibit? The analysis concerning the Denali. Are you aware of when he compiled that and when he had that? When he finished it?
No.
Fair enough. There came a point in time where you obtained a search warrant concerning Mr. Tellis, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you had testified that that search warrant was done about 2 in the morning on the 7th.
Correct.
There was a question asked by the state, did you submit this to a judge for approval, correct?
Yes, sir.
You did that?
Yes, sir.
And in preparation for this search warrant, you have to prepare an application, basically an affidavit in support of a search warrant.
That is correct.
And in this application, you lay out the steps, basically the evidence that you feel that you have.
Correct.
And that's in order to obtain probable cause to get the warrant, correct?
Yes, the facts that we've learned up to that point are what we use as probable cause, correct.
The warrant that you referred to was submitted, signed, and it contained your affidavit, correct, in support of probable cause?
Yes, I drafted that warrant.
And in reference to this, you say that obviously there is surveillance of Mr. Tellis' house, correct?
That is correct.
And that the surveillance occurred on Tuesday, September 6, 2022?
Correct.
You make reference to Mr. Tellis exiting his house and looking at the vehicle, correct?
Referring to the Denali, yes.
That he walked back inside the home, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then his phone stopped receiving phone signal, correct?
True. That's what I was told.
And then you state that Mr. Tellis exited the home again and began to wash the maroon GMC Denali, correct?
Correct, sir.
And then you show images of this Denali in reference to the Denali that you're investigating.
I don't show images in the search warrant, no.
You make reference to it.
Yeah, I speak about it.
Yes.
But I'm not showing images of it in the
warrant.
But
you make reference to it, correct?
Yes.
And you'd agree with me that on this affidavit that you submitted in support of a probable cause, you didn't state that Mr. Tellis washed 3 vehicles, correct?
I did not know that at the time. I was told that after the fact.
Okay. At no point in time in here did you say he didn't wash the inside of the vehicle, did he? Did you?
No, because I wasn't told that he did.
But later you learned that he, in fact, washed all 3 vehicles in front of his residence.
I did, correct.
Over a 2.5-hour period.
Yes, sir.
And that he did not wash the interior of any of the vehicles.
Objection, I think that misstates the testimony.
I think it's exactly what the testimony was.
I can ask her what she knew.
Yeah, no, at the time, I did not know that he washed all 3. At the time that I made that application, I only knew that he had washed the 1, and that, yes, that the phone had dropped service and came back on. I wasn't told about the other 2 cars until days later.
Okay.
So I don't honestly recall anything about either even being the interior or exterior. I just knew at that time he was washing the exterior of the Yukon.
And if I told you today that we heard testimony from a detective or an officer from Metro Intelligence that he mm-hmm. washed the exteriors of the 3.
And I don't doubt that. I'm sure he did. I'm just telling you I was not told that at the time.
Later in the day, you had testified that you received a phone call and that Mr. Tellis had been stopped, correct? Mm-hmm. And this is September 7th, 2022.
Yeah, and it was early in the morning, probably 6:30 or 7 in the morning.
He was stopped as a result of this warrant at your direction,
this correct? Investigation, yes.
You received a phone call. He had been stopped. Do you know who stopped him?
I knew that we had surveillance on the house throughout the evening. We had patrol officers standing by to where if he was going to leave, that the patrol officers would make the traffic stop.
And are you aware of which patrol officer stopped him?
No, I'm not.
You'd agree with me that based upon Metro's policy, patrol officers are to wear body cam?
That is correct.
And that whenever there is civilian contact, that body cam should be running.
That's correct.
So you would presume that whomever it was that came into contact with this individual that you wanted to stop and who you're investigating for a murder would have their body cam running, correct?
I would assume that, yes.
Are you aware of multiple requests made on behalf of Mr. Tellis to obtain his body cam?
Yes.
Are you aware of an order issued by this court on July 18th of 2023 to preserve and turn over that body cam?
I don't know the exact dates of orders, but I know there were requests that were made.
And are you aware that that body cam was ultimately destroyed or erased and not turned over?
I believe it was overwritten.
And are you aware that that overriding of this body cam occurred about a month and a half, give or take, after the order to turn it over was made?
If you say so, I don't doubt that.
Ultimately, you come into contact with Mr. Tellis and on the morning of September 7th, 2022.
Yes, sir.
And at this point in time, you are recording your interactions.
Yes, I typically keep my recorder. It's an audio-only recorder on.
As a detective, you don't wear body cam, do you?
No, sir. That's why I keep the audio recorder on.
Understood. Is it fair to say that you come and go from crime scenes with or without CAD, or do you show up on CAD every time you appear at a crime scene?
By policy, are supposed to log in through dispatch, and we get assigned into CAD, which is the computer-aided dispatch system that we use. So yes, we do that. Is there a rare occasion that we end up somewhere and we didn't tell the dispatcher? Absolutely, but we log into CAD, yes.
Fair enough, and obviously, whether a person reports to CAB or logs into CAB, that's incumbent upon the person reporting him or herself.
Correct.
Officers or detectives of Metro Intelligence, same thing, they don't wear body cam. We have to rely upon their logging in or not in order for
correct.
Them to appear
yes.
in CAB, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that yes?
Yes, sir.
Just so we have a clear record, I appreciate you. So at this point in time, it's 7:23, in the morning, September 7th, 2022, mm-hmm. Mr. Tellis has stopped and you need to come into contact with him, correct?
Yes, sir.
And this point in time, you are recording your interactions with him because you may be of some evidentiary value.
Correct, yes. It's not even just that it could be evidentiary value. I record a lot. I don't ever want my integrity to be called into question, so I want to make sure that my interactions are documented completely.
Understood. And in this case, you had the recorder rolling. Heard
yes.
to say. You tell Mr. Tellis that you have a warrant and you need to stop him for a little while. Correct. He wasn't formally under arrest, but he was being
held. Was being detained. Yes.
He was not free to leave.
Correct.
Is he handcuffed?
At that point, I think. I'm not sure if patrol officers had him handcuffed in when I spoke to him, he was in the back seat of a patrol vehicle.
Correct.
I'm not sure if his hands were cuffed or not, but I know the door was shut. So, he's sitting in the back of a patrol car.
Obviously, if he had tried to walk away, he would have been stopped.
Absolutely, yes.
So he was not free to go.
That is correct, yes.
And so we're clear and so we're operating from the same group of facts. There were three transcripts prepared in reference to your interactions with Mr. Tellis on September 7th, 2022.
Okay. I thought there was four different, but
I have three. So if I may approach the witness.
I would say, okay, yeah.
And they've got some notes on them. It's okay with me, but if I may approach. This one?
723? Yes, sir. 801? Yes, sir. Where's that time at?
There's no time, but I'll get to it. I have three. Is there a four?
Okay.
Three.
I thought there would be four separate unless one of them is combined. The last one, can I look at that?
Please roll right ahead. Yes.
The last one, it might be combined because that might have also the drive home.
Okay.
give you a ride home. Use the restroom. I believe there should be one more because it appears to end after leaving the substation.
Okay. And I'm going to ask Your Honor, I will address what I have here, but we may have to, after the break, we may have to address this.
Okay. Sorry about that.
So what I'm showing you here is the three transcripts of these surreptitious recordings based
yes.
on what I have. First one, it's yourself and Mr. Tellis, correct?
Correct.
Second one, it's yourself and Mr. Tellis.
That's correct. We were still at the traffic stop at that point.
And then the third statement, and it's the longer one. The first one that I have, there's about five, 6 pages, fair mm-hmm. to say. 6 pages. Correct?
Yes.
That's a question.
Yes, sir.
Second one, 9 pages.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 6 pages. It was bad penmanship. Third statement or third surreptitious recording, that's 49 pages.
Yes, sir.
And on this third one, unlike the prior two, we have Detective Jaffe present.
That's correct.
You had reached out to Detective Jaffe, or did he just appear?
No, I called him and asked for help.
Okay. First two, fair to say, there's not really a lot of substantive conversation. You're saying
no.
You're not being arrested, even though he's handcuffed in the back of the car, but you're saying we have to detain you.
Yes.
You have these warrants, correct?
Yes.
The first two, where Detective Jaffe is not present, we have the times that they occur, correct?
Yes, sir.
This third one, based upon your review of the transcript that I showed you, we don't have a time, do we?
On that transcript, no.
Okay. And this one's, like I said, fairly lengthy compared to the other two. It's 49 pages.
Correct.
Fair to say that during this time that Mr. Tellis has, I mean, he's been stopped, he's been handcuffed, he's been put in the back of the car, he's concerned. Reasonable to assume he was concerned. I mean, you get handcuffed, you stick back the car.
I just don't want to put feelings and emotions in somebody else's, you know, but I understand what you're saying, yes.
Reasonable to assume he's concerned. I mean, it's kind of scary. I mean, I know people that, prior to being a homicide detective,
you were... Is there a question?
I'm asking it.
Go ahead.
Prior to being a homicide detective, you worked in other capacities for the Las Vegas Metro and Police Department.
Yes, sir.
At one point in time, did you start as a patrol officer?
Yes, I did.
Stopped someone for a traffic ticket before, correct? Prior
yeah.
to being a homicide detective.
Yes.
You've had people cry. You've had people respond a number of different ways, being just a patrol officer stopping someone for a traffic ticket.
Correct.
People can get alarmed, and it can be a traumatic situation just for a traffic ticket, correct?
Sure, yes.
You'd agree with me that it's far more distressing to handcuff a person and stick them in the back of a police car.
Your objection calls for speculation.
Based on her experience.
Some people are okay with things like that. Some people aren't. I'm sorry, but I can't. I know he was concerned for his family that day.
Yes.
Absolutely. He was concerned. He wanted to see his wife and his children. But I don't want to speculate how he felt.
He's told that the press is at his house, correct?
Probably told by that point, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it in the first two contacts that I had with him, but I know by the time we got to the area command, he was told.
Yes. He's being asked concerning, does he have injuries to his person?
Yes.
He basically says he doesn't. He has an injury to his ring finger. But
correct.
He makes a reference to his alarm waking him up, and he's told by Detective Jaffe that you don't have to worry about that ever again. And I'm referring counsel to page 7 of the third recording. You recall that?
I don't recall that.
If I may approach the witness.
I will tell you, though, there was times that I was in and out of the room, too, so honestly, I don't recall hearing that. I'm not saying it wasn't said, but I don't recall it.
And if I told you that he's being told you're never to worry about his alarm clock again, fair to say that's an accurate depiction that was contained in the transcript?
That was on the transcript.
he's informed that his house is being processed.
May we approach?
Does the state stipulate to the presence of the panel?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defense?
Yes, thank you.
You may continue.
Thank you. You know, turn your attention to before the break, we were talking about the search warrant that you had authored and gotten about 2 o'clock in the morning on September 7th.
Yes, sir.
2022. You'd agree with me that you received an email from Detective Jappe at 12:44 a.m. on September 7th, 2022.
I'm not sure. If you could refresh my memory.
Absolutely. If I may approach the witness. Thank you.
Okay.
Does that refresh your recollection?
Yes.
You received this email. You said obviously you work long hours when you're involved in homicide investigation, especially close in time to when the homicide is alleged to occur. Remember
yes.
that testimony? Appears that Detective Jappe was working long hours as well, correct?
Yes.
He sent you this email at 12:44 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he belongs to the criminal intelligence section, correct?
Yes, sir.
And this email concerns the surveillance log from today slash yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir.
He then makes reference to call me tomorrow when you have a moment. We can figure out a way to get those videos to you, correct? And those are the surveillance videos.
Yeah. I'm not sure which videos.
Was there another matter that he was going to send to you? Do you recall?
I don't recall him sending me videos. That's why I wasn't sure which ones he was talking about. But
just so it's clear, I mean, you're communicating with him at 12:44 a.m.
Well, he sent me an email, but I'm not sure if I read that or if I responded back or... That shows that that's what time he sent it, true.
Fair enough. And then we're continuing on with the events concerning the stop of Mr. Tellis and your interactions with him
yes,
and
sir.
Detective Jappe. Obviously, you informed Mr. Tellis that he's not arrested, but he's not free to go.
When I first approached him, yes.
I'm referring to this third transcribed statement.
Okay.
And you're telling him he's not free to go.
True.
And I'm referring, counsel, to page 20 of the third recording. You tell him that he can't make calls.
Correct.
There's questioning going on between Mr. Jappe and Mr. Tellis in your presence.
Some in my presence and some without, yes. I know they're talking.
Correct.
I wouldn't say it was fully questioning, but there was communication, yes.
You inform Mr. Tellis that press is breaking and that the media is at his house. I mean, I'd asked you a question, but it's in this transcript, page 28 of this third 49-page transcript,
okay.
Did I say?
Okay.
There's discussions with him concerning the great amount of stress that he must be under, correct?
If it's in the transcript, I agree with you.
And I will not mislead
yes.
you. So
yes.
If I say it's in the transcript,
yes.
and I'm referring to page 28 of the recorded transcript. In fact,
It's total. I can't. I don't think any of us could ever comprehend the amount of stress that you've been going through.
Did I say that?
Detective Jaffe did.
Okay, I don't recall saying that.
Effect on the listener, but.
Well, sustained.
There's discussion concerning the cameras at his home, Mr. Tellis's home.
Correct.
And he's cooperative. Gives you a password to those. Says they were recently installed.
I remember they were recently installed, yes.
There is a concern for his family and his family's safety, and that's why.
Objection, hearsay.
I'm not saying what he said. It puts her statements into context.
Are you gonna ask her what she said to him?
Yes.
Okay.
You said, I don't know about the gunshot in the neighborhood, you know, it was a couple days. That was your statement. Page 31.
I don't know what gunshot we'd be referencing, though.
Okay. If I may approach the witness, I mean, page 31.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.